everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Ian and Alike with Jesse Blanco is a television show. Remember those? You can find that weekends on WJCL, 5 a.m. Saturday, noon, 12:30-ish on Sundays. On the other end of this this video communication, on one side of me or the other, I have no idea anymore, is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. I gave up trying to figure out what side you're on. You should see us. Good morning. You should see us. Okay, where are you today? Where, before we start recording, it's a big mess. How was your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. What a whirlwind. We had Heritage and Easter all rolled up into one week and lots of moving parts and lots of craziness. And I got to see you on Saturdays.
Yes. We will get to all the fun. Quick recap of Heritage. Yeah, it was my first time in 7 years, I believe. And I went over there on Saturday. And it was funny because we walked. I was with a couple of friends and we walked and walked and walked and walked over. Let's go say hi to this guy. Oh, this guy's not there. Well, let's walk back. This guy just texted. He just got here. Let's walk back. There was a lot of that. And when we finally got that all out of the way, we started making our way toward where I knew you were. And it was funny because I saw you from a distance and I saw this big, beautiful house. And I said, I bet that's the prep party. And my friend said, what is that? I said, I bet that's where Maggie is. And so I walked over and I spotted your beautiful blonde hair from way far away. And I said, there you go. And so I walked up and said hello and we hung out for a few minutes, took a bunch of lovely pictures, finally got to meet your lovely daughter. That was a good time. Hooray. That was a good time. How much food was there? I saw barbecue. Your shrimp salad was there, but I didn't see it. How much other food was there?
We do the barbecue, the potato salad, and coleslaw.
Gotcha.
And then I make the shrimp salad and little pimento cheese biscuits, cookies, bags of chips.
Lovely.
That kinds of thing. And then at the bar, we always do the Bloody Mary bar as well as mimosas. And then our friend Lee at Side Hustle Brewery provided us with some delicious IPAs that I didn't taste. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did the side. There were two beers actually. I think there was a Pilsner and the IPA. Yes. I really enjoy that beer as a general rule. You know, there was a time, not all that long ago, you know, a handful of years ago, before Side Hustle certainly, and before Lincoln and South certainly, that for me, at any rate, the only good beer on this side of the river, the only great beer, I don't want to be insulting to Southern Barrel, who had been around for a hot minute, has been, the only great beer for me was a Lot 9 Brewing. But since then, you know, Lincoln and South on the island has come along and they do a nice job with their stuff. And then, you know, most importantly to this conversation, the beers at Side Hustle are really, really good. And I've really gotten into them trying different stuff. I know you don't drink those types of things, but you know, I brewery hop wherever I go. Really, really quality product.
I promised Lee that we would be coming to visit him because I have not actually been to his brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And I would really like to check it out. I would drink a Pilsner. Yeah. They're great. You know, I enjoy that.
Yeah. And for those who are not familiar with where they're doing their thing, it's in the old Island Packet building on 278. And what's the crossroad there? It's not Somerville, right? You know the road I'm talking about?
Well, it's Cordillo Parkway, and that goes into Shipyard Plantation. Cordillo Parkway.
No. I'm talking about in Bluffton, where they brew.
Oh.
With the old Island Packet building. But anyway.
That is Buck Island?
Might be. Maybe. Yeah.
I think it's Buck Island.
Yeah, 278 there. It's a small tap room. They've just expanded. They do a really, really nice job there. So anybody who's interested in different brews here that are local, Side Hustle needs to be Side Hustle, Lot 9 Brewing, Lincoln and South. And then for me, it's, you know, a drop to everybody else. Well, I think there's only one Southern Barrel because River Dog closed a few months ago. Closed up shop. So that is our brewery report for the Heritage. It was such a beautiful day on Saturday. That was it was a smidge warm. Would you agree?
It was getting warm, but not nearly as miserable as the last 2 years have been.
Really?
Oh my gosh! The last 2 years, I thought I was gonna. It was just so unseasonably hot, and it's the sun is always beating down on my shrimp salad, which we ice heavily, trust me.
No, it was in the shade on Saturday. It was nice. I found myself standing in the shade a couple of times next to strangers, like, yeah, we found the spot. Yeah, we did, just because there was a decent breeze blowing. Did you go back yet? No, you had your brunch on Easter Sunday, right? You didn't go back to the course.
I had to leave my party early to go show property.
Right. That was Saturday. But Sunday, did
That
you go
was
back?
Saturday.
No.
Oh no, because I was hosting a house
Easter.
full for Easter brunch.
Yeah. I was watching on television the last, I don't know, 90 minutes, 2 hours of the tournament just to see who would win and see all the pretty shots of Harbortown and the island. And what jumped out at me almost immediately was how far less people were in the galleries on Sunday versus Saturday. It was dramatic to the point where I text a friend of mine who I knew was there, and I said, "Hey, I'm seeing like 80% fewer people walking around the golf course." And she said, "Oh, it's considerably less."
Oh yeah, Friday and Saturday are by far the bigger days. Sunday is always very chill. It's my favorite day to go if I go to the tournament and spectate, not throw a party for 150 people. The weather, we couldn't have asked for anything
No,
better. And
no.
I'd like to mention, we are very lucky here at the Harbortown Links because of all the tree coverage we have.
Yep.
If you've ever been to Sawgrass down in Florida
And
like I
no,
have,
I have not.
they don't have any trees nearby. You can't get a
Right.
break. And it's
Interesting.
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really,
Interesting.
really hot.
Interesting. I bet. I bet. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. There's a breeze because you're right there off the Calabogie Sound. It's a beautiful scene. And I'll be honest with you. I told you I watched for 90 minutes, 2 hours to take in what, the scene was and how it photographed for television. And I don't watch it. I'm not a big golf person. I don't watch every weekend. I don't care. But, I watched yesterday. And it was so beautiful how they present the entire Lowcountry, from the marsh life to docks, where kids were walking out, and they do a really, really beautiful job. Ultimately, it's a great multi-million dollar event, but it's a lovely commercial for not only Sea Pines and Harbortown, but the island as a whole. Would you agree?
I totally agree. They run B-roll, before the tournament starts. And back in the day when I would be down there for most of the week, I'd meet some of the crew and talk to them. And that's their favorite part, is to actually shoot B-roll for the tournament. And I can imagine it gets a little boring to just the
Yeah,
tournament.
well, when you travel for a living, which I'm sure those guys do, you've seen every airport, you've seen every hotel, you've been to every PGA Tour stop. It's kind of like, oh, okay, next is Hilton Head, cool, or next is Augusta, cool. Not saying they don't enjoy it, but there is an old hatness to it. Trust me, I've done it.
Speaking of hat, I have a CBS sports hat from probably, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Wow.
We, my little group of friends, befriended, the crew, and we all got hats.
Nice,
So they
nice.
bring them too.
I have a CBS sports hat tucked away in a box in the attic from the Daytona 500 from 1995. How about that? Big old trucker hat.
Vintage.
Yeah, vintage. It's real, like actual vintage. Not, I bought it to be old, but yeah, I've got some old memorabilia, including a CBS sports hat. I worked for CBS. I worked for all of the networks. The shortest run I had was Fox. But yeah, I've worked for them all. So I've got something. The whole reason why I bring it up is because I have something, whether it's a t-shirt that I tucked away or hats or whatever. The longest run I had was with NBC, so I've got the most stuff from them that either doesn't fit me anymore or it's an old, ridiculous looking. That dude just crawled out of 1994 looking hat, So it was a good time. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad I got to see you. I'm glad I got to meet your daughter once again. And
Yeah.
sounds like Easter was good. How many did you have show up?
There were 13 in all.
Oh, snap. That's a lot of cooking, yo.
Guys and girls. Yeah, I cooked all week.
Yeah, I know. You were
They're
sad.
so appreciative, though. You know, it's
They
so worth.
were?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes.
Sometimes the kiddos just don't get it.
Oh, well, these are like 28, 29, 30
Yeah.
year olds. So.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day, if you remember, I had 12 in my house and I made a bunch of food all by myself. Didn't get any help. Not that I wanted any, but my daughter's eating a French onion beef slider with the melted Gruyere and the whole thing. And she goes,
Yum.
"There's not enough food here." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't think you realize." I didn't say anything. I thought it. I don't think you realize how rude that was because there was this whole spread of food, but. And not enough food, not enough variety, I guess. Whatever. That's my daughter for you. Speaking of food, she's 23. Your daughter is what, pushing 30?
She'll be 29 this year, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping these next 6 years for Alexandra kind of evolve her in a similar direction.
There's lots of blooming
Yes.
that will be done.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Although real quick, and I'll share this because it's pretty funny as it regards my daughter and food. She had been working, she lives up in New York City, and she'd been working at Chipotle for a few months, hated it. She's a recent college grad. She graduated last May and she took any job because she needed a job. She took the job at Chipotle, lasted there a few months, she quit. Well, through a few connections, we pressed a few buttons, whatever. We land her a job at a super bougie rooftop restaurant in Midtown
All
Manhattan.
right.
She's working as a hostess there. Well, the hostess apparently they get to choose one thing off the menu as their dinner
Twist
for the
meal.
night. And
Yeah.
she's been sending me pictures of this double smash burger with truffle fries and pastrami seasoned chicken wings and a green a salad, some kind of wedge with green goddess dressing and grilled chicken and I don't know what other protein and all kinds of pot. There was some pasta last week, and now she's getting all this, I wouldn't call it fancy, but she's getting all this really good food, not burritos from Chipotle. And all of a sudden, there's this appreciation because obviously, when she's home, she eats well. But there's this new appreciation for this job that I told her she was very lucky to have. So,
She is lucky because a lot of restaurants quit doing shift meals for their staff. They'll give you, maybe they'll cook something for you for 50% or whatever it is. But it's really good to be in a restaurant where they're still feeding you food because you're basically selling it. You might as well eat it so you know what it tastes
Right.
like.
100%, 100%. She's already, met a lot of interesting people. I'll leave it there. Much, much different than working at Chipotle in the Bronx. Let's put it
Oh my gosh, yes.
that way. So, did you get anywhere? I asked you. I don't want to put you on the spot here with cameras and bright lights rolling in our face. But did you get anywhere to eat?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't remember. I ate, I think. I just simply cannot remember.
That's fine. That's fine.
I ate a lot of the food I was cooking, I can tell you that. You know, well, taste of this, a
I
taste
heard
of that.
that. I heard that. Well, I've got a few to share with you in the Bluffton department. I spent the entire day Wednesday, I think last Wednesday, I was on the island and then over in Bluffton for the majority of my day. And I popped in on a few different places. I did not know, and I know you don't get to Bluffton all that often, but for those of you who watch this who do live in Bluffton, I think it might be the best kept secret, one of them at any rate, in Old Town Bluffton. It is Wine Time is a little wine shop right there on the promenade.
Yes.
There used to be a Ben and Jerry's there. It's like right there, a couple of doors down from Corner Perk. On Wednesday nights at 5 o'clock, they do a pasta night, just one night a week. And I was there the other night, and it was a oh, there was pesto, there was some cheese in there. It was this beautiful pasta dish that was just so delicious that I asked him. It's their GM who has experience cooking. He spent some time in Italy, so he does, just for fun, pasta night. The place fills up beginning of 5 o'clock. I watch them coming in. And it changes every single Wednesday. They do a different pasta, and it's the only one they do. They still have, you know, flatbreads and salads and different things, and obviously glasses of wine. But they do one pasta every Wednesday, and they sell for $21, which is a deal these days. And it's a little under the radar thing because it changes every Wednesday. So if you're out that way, you should give it a looky-loo.
Next time I go to Sam's.
There you go. True story, right before I went to Wine Time, I ran into Sam's. I had to buy some protein shakes. I get my protein shakes at Sam's.
Yeah. I was there 3 times last week.
At Sam's? Oh, that's right, because you were cooking for the masses.
I had to go for myself. I had to go for the school. And then I went with my friend Beth because she was hosting a million people at her house, too.
Oh, okay.
And I was helping her with some just various things.
Gotcha. Hi, Beth. So after Wine Time, I walked up to meet a friend over at the Slider Bar right there in the promenade as well, where Agave used to be, those little shacks that are there. Slider Bar, and I couldn't have what they looked so good, Maggie. Those sliders. My friend had one, and I'm sitting there looking at it because I couldn't have one because I had given up bread for Lent, and we had not reached, you know. And so I'm sitting there looking at it, and it looked really good. And I asked her, I said, is it good? She goes, yeah, this is really good. And I'm sitting there, I'm eating French fries. I got nothing but French fries. I'm like, great, great. It looked really, really good. Had a chat with one of the guys there. They are starting to brew their own beer, actually going back full circle to what we were talking about a little bit ago. They're going to start brewing their own beer. They actually have begun brewing it. It's just not ready yet. They're going to have boozy milkshakes down the road. The fries were exceptional. I had an order, just all I ate was an order of fries. They were really, really good. And that slider, she had the steakhouse slider, I think it was. It was crazy, crazy good. It was my friend Lisa, who you met on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
We figured out we all knew of each other already.
Correct. Correct. Yep. Yeah. She's an eater. She's tiny. But she's an eater, boy. She's an eater. I bet you would have eaten two of those. But anyway, she said it was really good, and it looked really good. So anywho, that was a good time. So I have some catching up to do on a bunch of food. There's a new pizza coming next month to Hilton Head Island. I forget the name of it. I think it's called Firehouse. You know what? I'm going to look live right now while I've got you on the phone on the thing. And if I have to edit this down, I will. But hold on, because it's being put together by a couple of friends. Firemost Pizza is coming to Firemost. Yeah, what happened? A meteor come into your window? What are you looking at?
No, I'm looking it up.
Oh, you got a computer up there?
I do.
I don't think they have a website yet.
I can't see Firemost Pizza.
No, that's okay. It's just rolling out. I think we're going to get our first samples of it sometime next month, but I want to put it on everybody's radar.
Where is it going to be?
I think it's a truck. Oh. I think it's a truck. Yeah. So we'll have more on that later. But I just wanted to ring the bell and give the guys a shout out that this pizza looks good and it's coming down the pike. So, and then you be quiet. And then the last thing that I have to mention here today, you know how that goes, is remember a few weeks ago, the bottles of bourbon that I told you we went and tasted up in Louisville?
Louisville.
Yeah, and we received them early March, I want to say, to Hilton Head Wine and Spirits there in, off of Shelter Cove, next to the former Whole Foods. I was in there to pick up a bottle for a friend the other day, and they tell me that this was before the weekend. 70% of the stock that they received of this particular bottle is gone. They were down.
That was a few months ago.
That was a month. That was we selected it back in November. It arrived, I want to say, around March the 8th ish. So it's been about 5 weeks, and they've sold 8 cases of it, I think, is the number. with a little over two remaining. And again, that was before the weekend, so it would not surprise me if it's under two cases that are left. So if you
That's amazing.
It moved apparently pretty quickly. Very, very happy that everyone who saw this here, and I mentioned it on television as well, has gone and grabbed a bottle. It's strong. It's 126 proof, but it's good. So go and grab yourself a bottle before they're gone, because once they're gone, they're gone. They're worth more. So it was a good time. So okay, I'll probably see you this week. We're gonna get out of here. Tell us before we do where we can find you.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty. And if you would like to look at homes for sale on our beautiful island, you can go to my website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
True or false? Very busy time for you guys right now. A lot of buyers.
This is the selling season. In fact, I'm started writing an offer before we, showing from Saturday.
Did our little rendezvous here?
Huh?
Before we did our little rendezvous here?
Before we rendezvoused, yeah. I started writing an offer for some buyers. It is a busy time. It's and then Heritage and Easter. And I have my 40th high school reunion this weekend.
Wow. Next weekend? Or this past weekend?
Thursday.
Last week?
No, we start this Thursday.
Oh, it's a multiple day thing. Didn't you just have a high school reunion at Heritage on Saturday?
Well, that was a Hilton Head Prep alumni social, all of, but this is just my class.
Oh.
There's going to be 13 of us.
Wow.
Coming for the weekend.
Y'all going to tear it up.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah. I somehow doubt that. I'll find you at lunch at Charlie's with the Cobb salad. And then I'll find you at Jazz Corner. Yeah?
This week?
Yeah.
Not going to Jazz Corner, but shoot, that reminds me. I bet it's already sold out. My friend Candace and Davey Masteller have that band Folderol. And they're playing in June, I think. They have
called?
Two nights. Folderol.
Oh, I heard propofol. Sorry. And for those who aren't familiar, that's the little milk that killed Michael Jackson. We need to go. What do you say?
Let's go.
Maggie. I'm glad you survived the weekend, and it was a lovely, lovely weekend for Heritage. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And we'll see you right back here next Monday for more Mondays with Maggie, yeah?
All right. Good to see you.
Bye.